Good Saturday morning to everybody, and welcome to the Medicare Show with Bob Cobb from Bob Cobb Health Markets. I'm Gary Byron. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
You know, I was right about to ask you. I am hanging in there over here, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm tired.
You don't look tired. You look like you're spunky and full of energy. What? Why are you so tired? Don't tell me you went out and did your calisthenics and your jog this morning before
coming
into the
station. No, I had six cups of coffee, but I'm tired.
Oh, geez, six.
We just ended the open enrollment period.
Oh, back on Tuesday,
back
right?
on Tuesday, and there's a little bit of aftermath going on, and
sure.
work does continue because the open enrollment for people under 65 continues. And that actually continues until January 15th, but it's been a very unusual season this particular year.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I have to say it has to do with those very annoying TV ads. they're designed to create what we call market disruption. They're designed to break up patterns. They're designed to get people to call. They're designed to create a doubt and concern and perhaps fear in people's minds that they're missing out on something, that the they're not getting everything that they're entitled to, and that there is a golden plan out there. The grass is greener.
Oh. And everybody always thinks the grass is greener on the other side.
Right. And, yeah. You know, if you're a senior citizen and you're sitting home and you're watching TV and these commercials keep hammering at you with celebrities, my former hero, Joe Namath, for example, J.J. Walker.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah. Dynamite. Yeah,
exactly. Well, the commercials are dynamite because they're blowing up. They're causing my phone to blow up. But a lot of my clients, it was great to touch base with all of my people. But many called and they were concerned that there was something better out there, and they didn't realize or they didn't remember that when we chose the plan originally, however many years ago, it was perfectly designed for them at the time, because it's not just a matter of. $1,000 worth of dental benefit over the course of a year. It's the most important thing is saving money on costly medications, prescriptions, and that's where I start. So regardless of the plan, the company, the place to start for an agent is looking at the medications that the senior takes and researching to find the plan that's going to cover them at the lowest possible cost. Because seniors, a lot of seniors are on multiple medications, and while and it's not entirely equal, some of the companies will charge you based on what drugstore you go to. Most of the time, you can get your generic medications at no cost, but you got to know where to go and how to do it, and you got to be on the right plan. And also, there's a little variance where some companies consider to be a tier two, which is a non-preferred generic. Another company might consider it to be a tier three branded name drug. So this is important to be filtered out, and so that's how I do their enrollment. I'm starting on that basis. Then I check to make sure that, of course, that their doctors participate, especially their primary care, all of the various specialists, ophthalmologists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, and so on and so forth. So the plan's been thought out, and the customer's been placed on a plan that's very appropriate and customized for them. So is it just because you hear a commercial about, free meals or something like that? It doesn't mean it's a good plan for you.
I wanted to ask you about the open enrollment period that just ended a few days ago on Tuesday, December 7th. Now that it's over now, how do you feel the season went?
Well, personally, it was successful.
Good. Good.
That's a major part. Success to me is a combination of renewing the relationships with existing clients, and also attracting new clients. This show has been helpful. I've had a number of people call that listen to me on the radio. There was one gentleman, I'll mention his name. His name is Robert, and he's from Berlin. I hope he's listening. He's a very nice gentleman. He was very confused about which way to go, what to do. And as a result of listening to the radio show, he felt confident enough to give me a buzz.
Good.
And he was an outstanding client. He was very smart, well-prepared, and did everything as I, you know, instructed. And it went super smooth. And he was, like a lot of people, very smart man, but just totally unaware and confused about where to go, what to do, and how to proceed. And but I was able to help him, and it was a great relationship. And several other people have called too. You know, it was frustrating because of a lot of unnecessary phone calls from folks scared that they're missing out on something.
Sure.
So that was a challenge. There were days where I was getting 20, 30, over 30 phone calls a day. And, you know, I operate on, you know, by appointment. Mm-hmm. So I allocate an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending on what the subject is. But the phone's ringing all day long, all during these appointments. So it got to the point where around the beginning, middle of November, I stopped making appointments on Mondays because Monday is the big call day.
Oh, okay.
So that's a strategy that even after this many years of doing this, I'm going to adopt that going into next season, that I'll reserve Monday for phone calls because people think all week long. And then they say, hey, let's call Bob on Monday. So they call, and if I'm on an appointment, it's just, you know, extra work, a little stress, pressure. So no more appointments on Monday.
Are there any significant changes for next year in terms of payments to the government?
Yes. We got a couple of major announcements to make, Gary.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Good or bad?
Well.
Oh, no.
You can hear the drop in my voice.
I will brace myself.
Okay. Yeah, it's not good news for us seniors. So there's three different changes of consequence. One affects everybody, and that is that the Part B premium that's paid to the government, typically out of by deduction from a Social Security check, is going out up from $148.50 to $170.10. So that's about a $22 increase per month. Now that's significant because there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, if it's a couple, that's $44 a month. That's a nice chunk of change. Mm. That's some groceries. That's some prescription drugs. It's unfortunate. But, you know, it's like a lot of the other inflation that we've seen in different areas. The price of gas, the cost of a gallon of milk, everything has gone up. So why should the government exempt seniors? And unfortunately, we've been targeted, so that $22 is going to hurt a lot of people. So, and I'd like to take it at this moment remind people that if a single person's making less than $22.65 per month, I want a call from them because they're entitled to super duper benefits that they're probably not aware of. And they're going to have less money now as a result of this extra $22 being taken out. The lowest level, by the way, Gary, of Medicare savings program assistance is that they will save that $170 that's going to be taken out next year. I think it's an SLMB, and they will save that money. It won't be taken out. The second level will be the same, no having to pay the Part B premium, but they'll also get what's called LIS, which is a low-income subsidy. And this guarantees that regardless of the cost of their drugs or the tier, you know, some folks are taking tier threes and tier fours, which is super expensive, especially the tier fours. But if they get approved for LIS, which is the second threshold, which is around $2,600, about $2,400, they'll get the extra, it's called extra help or LIS, it's synonymous. And then the other level, the third level is where they get, the lowest level of coverage of assistance is where they don't have to pay the Part B premium. Mm-hmm. The second level is that continues, but then they get the LIS, the extra help. The third level and the best level is what's called a QMB, or a Qualified Medicare Medicaid Beneficiary, where based on their income, and they have numbers for both singles and for couples, based on their income, they may get what you see kind of on some of those TV commercials where they talk about transportation and meals and so on and so forth. That's they're targeting, supposedly, a Medicaid beneficiary. But there are people out there that are not aware that they're entitled to this benefit. So if a person out there is listening, is on a lowish, you know, income, it is gross, a gross calculation, you know, before deductions. But if, you know, combination of perhaps a small pension and a small Social Security check, they may be entitled to extra help. And it's one of the nice ways for me to, you know, pay back a little bit and help people out that need help the most. So another big change is that for people that are on a high deductible plan, this would be like a high deductible G, a high deductible J, a high deductible F. You folks know who you are. It's a segment of the Medicare population, but that deductible is going up to $2,490 for 2022. And then the third thing is on all of the supplements except for F, the deductible is going from 203 to 233. So that's a big number too, $30 increase. So if a person has a Plan G, for example, they pay their monthly premium of about $210, and then they would have paid a $203 deductible, which is typically covered by their first instance of getting, you know, their first doctor visit. But now they pay $233 instead of $203. So that's a big chunk of change. It's, you know, just the way it is. So those are the three major changes that we're looking at for 2022. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I even asked. Oh, my goodness.
Well, people need to know.
Well, they do, but do you have any good news?
Well, no. Well, yes, there is a little bit of, I got a tiny bit of good news.
All right, go ahead.
That those darn Medicare ads will be slowing down.
Yeah, you know what? Some of those darn Medicare ads, they're still running even now. It ended, open enrollment ended on Tuesday. So why is that?
Well, there's another period coming up, and it's called the Medicare Advantage Plan open enrollment period. And this is a little-known period that
it's
starts.
It's called what?
Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment.
Okay. Advantage.
Yeah. And this is very different. It's similar, but very different from what just ended on December 7th on Tuesday. This is for people that are on an Advantage plan on January 1, and let's say they wake up on, you know, March 15th, and they go, oh, my God, what did I do? I'm on this Advantage plan. I don't like the plan that I'm on. I just found out that, you know, my doctor doesn't accept it, or it's going to cost me. I went to the drugstore and I found out that this particular drug is not covered, or it's covered at a very high tier. It's going to cost me a lot of money. So it could be perceived as an escape period where if there was a mistake or a misjudgment, people can change Advantage plans during that period, January 1 through March 31. If they make the change in January, it'll take place. The change will take effect February. February, it'll take place March. If they make the change in March, it'll take effect of April 1st. Immediately, you know, they can make the change on the 30th of the month, and the change will be effective immediately. They won't have their insurance card in time, but the change will take effect. And they also do not have to notify their current carrier that they've said goodbye. CMS or Medicare will take care of that for them. Now this period, there are some other ramifications about this. During this time period, people can also revert back to original Medicare, revert back to a supplement, and revert back to getting a standalone drug plan. This is the only time they can do to go back to a standalone drug plan, other than the open enrollment, October 15th, December 7th. This is the only time. So if people have doubts about what they've done or not done, this is the time to do it. Because after March 31, you're with what you've got for the rest of the year. So now it's not the end of the world. I like to explain to people, Gary, that when they make a selection of a plan or a program, they're not getting married. You know, they're not buying a house. They're buying a used car that they can get rid of in, at worst case, 12 months. So I don't like to say that people are stuck. Now, of course, if they're on a plan and it was poorly chosen and they're paying a very high premium for a particular drug, then, you know, it can be pretty unpleasant financially. But generally speaking, you're not going to get hurt that bad. There are 30 different, there are over 30 different Advantage plans, for example, in Hartford County. So by process of elimination, by again using the process of researching meds, that the medications, and finding the plan that's going to get them the lowest cost and that the doctors all accept, we also filter by the star ratings. Here in with Medicare, CMS, which stands for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, evaluates and rates the quality of the plans that the different insurance companies offer. It's on a 5-star scale, and we unfortunately do not have any 5-star plans in Connecticut, but we do have several 4.5-star plans. So that's one of the things that I do, is I try to put my clients on a 4.5-star plan or nothing. I try to avoid nothing less than a 4-star. Sometimes the drugs dictate 3.5, but
I get it.
But 4.5 stars is an indication that it's a very strong plan.
Folks, you are listening to the Medicare Show with Bob Cobb. Bob has a website. It's healthmarkets.com. Healthmarkets.com. You can also reach him at 860-874-2848. I'll repeat those points of contact more towards the end of the show. Bob's office concentrates on Medicare, individual and family health insurance, small business health insurance, life insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance, critical illness insurance, including cancer, disability insurance, oh my goodness, accident, long-term care, wellness products. Hopefully you give him a call. Make sure you write the phone number down. Again, I'll give you that website. I'll give you an email address, and I'll give you his phone number. Once again, at the conclusion of this show. I wanted to go back to those Medicare ads that are still that are still running. Who are these companies that are running these ads?
You know, I just for ha-has, Gary, I went online and I researched one of the companies, and they said something like, you know, it seems innocent enough, you know, investigate the plans in your area. So I typed in my zip code, and then I made the mistake of typing in. Yeah.
Well, I kind of now they're targeting you, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the fact is that I did it deliberately, knowing that because, you know, we're out of the season now, so I could tolerate the but they come up as spam calls on my phone. And, you know, I let them know that I'm all set and that I don't need any assistance. I told one that I was actually a licensed agent testing their system. I wanted to see how it worked. But these are unknown marketing companies. These are not brand names that anybody's heard of. It's not like it's like a health markets. It's, you know, where we conspicuously, dramatically try to make our brand name known. These other entities are no-name entities. They're LLCs. They're not regular corporations, and they have like what do you call them? Like, I wouldn't say shell companies, but
they are shell companies, right?
They are
they're facades. They're shell companies.
Yeah, and they basically hire insurance agents. They are licensed because they, you know, they must be, but and they sit there in a they may be working remotely, or they could be sitting in a boiler room area, and they just make phone calls all day, and it's a total opposite of the way I try to approach business. I try to establish a personal connection. I mean, you know, my clients are not my best friends. I mean, I like many of them. I've met them, and I enjoy a lot of them. I've met some very nice, interesting people. I have a few borderline celebrities as clients, and I have several doctors that I've helped. But TV commercials, you know, it's a very impersonal process.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to go through the full motions with them, but I don't believe that they do a deep dive in terms of finding out the medications you take, finding a plan that's going to get you your meds at the lowest possible cost. I don't believe they're going to say, well, who are all your doctors? Let me make sure they accept them. And of course, you know, this one that I was talking to, they were based in California. Now, legally, the agent has to be licensed to operate in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way in the world that they can be an expert in every state. Now, when they get the call from the incoming from the website, the zip code's there. So they do siphon it,
okay,
funnel it to an agent that has the credential in Connecticut. But that agent is not just working with Connecticut. They're probably working with multiple states.
I'm running out of time, but it's really quickly. There's a question I really wanted to ask you before the end of this show. And I just wanted to know what some of the differences are between Part C Advantage plans and a Medicare supplement plan.
We could spend a whole show on this, Gary.
Okay. But, well, can you do it in two and a half minutes?
Yeah.
2.5 to 3 minutes.
So they operate as polar opposites.
Okay.
The one concept of the supplement says that you pay up front and you potentially pay less. So the most popular plan right now is a plan. It's not a part. It's a plan. It's a Plan G, as in George. And the supplement is designed by the federal government, so the structure and the benefits are identical. It's like you want a Honda Accord. No matter, you know, it's the same car no matter what dealer you go to. So you buy from the dealer with the best prices, the best arrangement. And it's the same with the supplement. You since a G is the same no matter who you buy it from, and there are 15 different companies that offer a G, but you buy it from the one that has the lowest price pretty much. Okay.
Okay.
Your cost is fixed. Now, we just mentioned that the deductible went from 203 to 233. Mm-hmm. But after you've paid that 233, you pay nothing. So even though you're paying close to $3,000, plus you have to buy a drug plan to be proper, and you don't get any dental, you don't get any vision, you don't get any of the goodies that you see on some of the TV commercials. The fact is that if you really get sick, you really get hurt, you have major medical problems, you're going to save about $3,000. The Advantage plan works the opposite. And I recommend this primarily, especially for people 65, 70, even 75, where you pay nothing up front and you pay as you go. You do have the protection of knowing that the average plan that the most you'd pay out of pocket for medical expenses, doctors and hospitals, is $6,700. Mm-hmm. So the $6,700 is a few thousand more than the supplement drug plan combination. But you have the potential, if you're healthy, of just paying maybe a few hundred dollars during the course of a year. In 2019, myself, I saw four different specialists at a $45 copay each. I saw my primary care at a cost of $15. So for the entire year, except for drugs, I paid a total of $195. Now, with the Plan G, that's 1 month's payment. So
I got you.
The Plan G is for somebody that's really sick or wealthy.
Gotcha. All right, so let's check out this website. It's healthmarkets.com. Once again, www.healthmarkets.com. You can email Bob Cobb. That's really easy to do. It's bcobb, C-O-B-B, at healthmarkets.com. Once again, bcobb, C-O-B-B, at healthmarkets.com. And if you'd like to make an appointment, which is something I strongly recommend you doing, you don't want to wait too long, my friends. You want to at least call today. Call this week. You're probably booking a week or so out. So the sooner you call, the better. It's 860-874-2848. Once again, that number is, write it down, 860-874-2848. For Bob Cobb, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Medicare Show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.